We are on Daf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph by the Mishnah. Ha'omer Tnu Get Ze LeIshti. Either Begayres Tnu Get LeIshti or Ten Get Ze LeIshti. And let us just explain the difference between Tnu and Ten. If we geiris tnu get leishti, so that means he is speaking to two people. And if the Mishnah specifies he's speaking to two people, so the Mishnah really is telling us that the get as yet was not written. So tnu get leishti means kisvu utnu get leishti. You should write a get, you're two people, you're two edim. You should write a get and give it over to my wife. But if we're geiris tnu, so it means that at the present time, there was no get written whatsoever. If we are geiris ten get ze leishti, so then it means give this get to my wife. So it means the get is already written. He's giving over the get to the shliach, that the shliach should give it to his wife. That is the difference between tnu and ten. Now, just one more hakdome, then we'll understand a little better Rashi and Taisvitz. Now let's just say the two cases of the Mishnah, and then we'll give this third hakdome. Ha'ima tnu get leishti. So we're speaking about Geirishin, we are speaking about Shichel. Umeis, and the husband died, the Odin died, and the get as yet was not given over to the Isha or the Eved. Is lo yitnu la'achamise, so the Mishnah is telling us, if Bechayei ha'odin, the shtar shichel was not given over to the Eved, it should not be given over la'acha misosai, because ein get la'acha misa, ein shtar shichel la'acha misa. Now, we had heard before a machloikis, Rav Meir and the Chachomim, if it is a schus for an Eved to go out l'cheiris. Number one. Rav Meir holds it's not a schus, it's a choyv. The Chachamim hold it is a schus. Number two, if we hold ten kischi, that when a person tells a shliach ten, give over, he also means that you should be zoiche for the eved. So now, if we are geiris in the Mishnah, ha'oima, ten ten get leishti. That means that the get was already written. And I'm giving a shliach the get, and I'm saying ten get leishti. So by get, I don't have a problem, because a get is zicha a choiv to be niskarish. So she'll only, the shliach can never be zeicha a get for an isha. So he's only a shliach leiloche to deliver the get to the isha. So if the husband died, the get cannot be given over la'acha mises habal. Ma she'en kain by a shtar shichel, which according to the Chachomim is a schus to become nishtacha. So then, if we are geiris ten, we have a problem. Shtar shichel ze la'avdi, he told a shliach, give the shtar shichel to my eved. So according to the Chachomim, that they hold it's a schus for an eved to go out l'cheiris. So the din, and we hold ten kischi, so the din should be that the eved became a shucha right away. So what is pshat in the Mishnah? Umeis lo yitnu lachamise. He's meshucha already. If we hold, according to the Chachamim, that if we hold ten kischi, and it is a schus for an eved to become a shuchel, So what is Pshat in the Mishnah? Lo yitnu la'acha misa. So the Mishnah is shver. Why shouldn't you give it over? He's Meshucha already. If we are goyres tenu, so then there's no problem whatsoever. Because tenu, we said, means kisvu tenu. So he just told them to write a shtar shecha. For all practical purposes, it could be they started writing the shtar shecha after he died already. So there was no shtar shecha to be zeichem. So if we will be goyres tenu, we do not have a problem with the halacha that it says in the Mishnah, lo yitnu la'acha misa, because there weren't zeichen in any shtar, because the shtar wasn't written yet. If we are goyres 10, then we have a problem. Then we have a problem, according to the Chachomim, why lo yitnu la'acha misa, became a shucha as soon as the shliach got it. And let us just see the first Rashi, and that is what Rashi says. Rashi says, Ha'oimer tnu get li'ishti. It's very good that Moichik the Zeh, because if the get wasn't written, there's no Zeh. Ha'oimer tnu get li'ishti, garsinen b'masnisen. So Rashi says, we're goyres tnu. V'loi garsinon ten, we are not goyres ten, sh'loi misorom li'yad shliach b'chaya. So if we're not goyres ten, so that means it's not speaking about that he gave over a fartike, a finished shtar shichel b'chayot. No, geiris tnu. So tnu means kisvu tnu. Lefichoch, so Rashi says, so since the girse is tnu, which means kisvu tnu, leinachleku chachomim bedova loimar shemishori shoyna zocheloi hashliach le'eved liyos meshuchel. That is why Rashi had a big problem. Why did the Mishnah say, lo yitnu lacha misa? The Mishnah should have said, that's according to Rameya. Because Rameya holds, it's a choif to become a shulcha. So there's no din zochin lodom shaloi befona. But according to the Rabbonon, he is Meshucha, and the Mishnah does not mention this machloikis. So therefore Rashi says, so in order to fend for this kasha, Rashi says we are speaking about that the get was bechlal not written, tenu, with goyres tenu, which means kisvu tenu. So there was as yet not a get that the shlich could be zeicha for the yevid. So therefore the Mishnah says, lo yitnu la'acha misa. So Rashi, to fend for this kasha, why by shtar shicha, according to the Chachomim, he's not meshucha miyad, al taloch av zochin lodom shaloi bevonim? So to fem for this kashi, Rashi added a vov to the ten, now it's tenu, and it means kisvu with tenu, so he never had a shtar, the shliach never had a shtar shicha in the first place in his possession to be zeicha for the yevet. Let us see the next Rashi. Lo yitnu la'acha misa. So it should not be given over after the Odin died. That means he had made, the Odin had made him a shliach to write a get and give over a get. And then the Odin died. Lo yitnu la'acha misa. So Rashi says, so why not? Now let us appreciate what Rashi's kasha is. And let's elaborate a little. This is how the Ktzai says Pshat and Rashi. Rashi had a problem. Afilu, the get, he wasn't zoiche in the get for the Yevet. There's no din of zochin la'odom. But he made him a shliach to give a get. Shluchai shal odom kemaisoi. And Rashi understood the din of shluchai shal odom kemaisoi means that when a person makes someone a shliach to give a shtar shicha to his eved, so the shliach has the power to give a shtar shicha. That means the shliach makes the shicha. It is not necessary for the odin to be around. The odin appointed a shliach to be meshach his eved. And we say shluchai shal odom kemaisoi. So Rashi had a problem, so the Odin died. So what does it bother me that the Odin died? But there's a shliach bin kaimai. There's a shliach that has the kaiches to be meshach the yevet. So why can't he give the get la'acham isis ha'odin? This kasha Rashi had. That means Tashtis Rashi had held, even though the Odin is a mace, he died, he could still have a shliach. He appointed the shliach before. So now this shliach is still his shliach. The shliach still has the powers to write a get and give over a get. He never became a shliach. So let him give la'achamisa. This kasha Rashi held. Had. So Rashi says, la'yitnu la'achamisa, the gita la'yhavi adamot aliyoti. So Rashi says, when will the get bichal? When will the shtar shikha bichal? When the eved gets it. And when the Eved gets it, so the Meshacha died. He got it after the Meshacha died. And the Eved, when the Eved received the get, so the Eved does not anymore belong to the Odin. The Eved belongs to the Yoshim. So that means Rashi, and Rashi says this beferish on the Testament base. Here Rashi says it a little better. Rashi says on the Testament base, Rashi says, and the Baramascha la'yitnu lachem, he said that the Gemara brings down our Mishneh. So Rashi says, the chol kama de le'imote gita le'yodoy le'havi mishucha, calls man the Eved, does not receive the shtar shikha, is not mishucha. The kiven the mis kodim, since the Odin died before the Eved got to get, su lehavi shechurei shechur, so the shechur that was written from the Odin is not a shechur, the nafke lei rishusei minei, because the Eved does not anymore belong to him, v'chayil olei rishus yoshim, the Eved belongs to the Yoshim. So Rashi had a kasha in Terah Teretz. Rashi had a kasha. Rashi did not understand. If the Odin appointed a shliach to give a get to an Eved, so the shliach should have the powers to give over the get. It doesn't matter if the Odin died or didn't die. But the koyach to give over a get and to write a get, the shliach was empowered already. So let the shliach continue doing what he was appointed to do. That was Rashi's kasha. So Rashi said, Amoyre de Keteret. So Rashi said, that's true. He's still empowered to be Meshacha, the Eved that belongs to the Odin. But the minute the Odin died, the Eved doesn't belong to him anymore. The Eved belongs now to the Yoshim of the Odin. So the Odin cannot be Meshacha and Eved, which doesn't belong to him anymore. That's how Rashi explains, that's what Rashi is saying. So Rashi is saying a mouthful in these few words. Rashi is saying that the reason the Shicho does not help when the Eved gets it, because the Eved is receiving a Shtar Shicho from a person who doesn't belong to anymore. He belongs to now the Yoshim. So the Shtar Shicho of the Eved, the Shtar Shicho that was written for the Odin, cannot help for this Eved who belongs now to the Yoshim. That is what Rashi says. Before we go further in the Mishnah, let us see Taisvitz. And the first Taisvitz, we'll just learn half the Taisvitz, because the other half we can only understand when we finish the Gemara. Ha'ayma t'nu get. So Taisus had the same problem that Rashi had. Igasinin 10 gets it. What if a Geiris 10 gets it? So now we have a problem. If a Geiris 10 gets it, that means that the get was already written. So then we have a problem. So why by Shtar Shicho does it say, Le'yitnu la'achamise, as soon as the Shliach received the Shtar Shicho, according to the Chachomim, he should be Meshucha, al taloche av zochin lo'odom shalai befod. According to the Chachomim, it's a schus to become Meshucha. So Taisa says like this. Igasin in ten getze. So Taisa says, Osi mas nisin ke Rameya davke. Okay, our mission is going according to Rameya. Rameya holds it's a choiv to become Meshucha. So that's why by get, I don't say, Zochin lodem shaloi befonov, because it's not a schus. One teretz. Inam. I'll tell you a second teretz. Afilu kerabono. Could be it's going afilu according to the rabono. According to rabono, naiman hot water ready, so why didn't you say ten kischi, and why didn't you say zochin lodem shaloi befonov? When he said, ten get zele ishti, ten v'shtashicha zele avdi, he didn't give over to him the shtashicha. Elamareyuloi, that means the shtashicha was on the table, and I showed the shliach ten shtashicha zele avdi, but the shliach didn't take it yet. The shliach says, okay, I'll do it. He just was told he should take this get, to bring it to the Yevet. Umetzav eliknoi, he told them to give it to the Yevet. Vilhu loinotloi, he didn't take it yet, he just got his orders, he became a shliach to take it. But he didn't take it at Achamisa, he first took it la Achamisa. So Mamela, so now Taisus wants to say at Teres, afilu v'yagoyres 10, but Taisa says it is speaking about he did not hand it over to him. He just told him, take this get and give it to the Eved. So if he would have listened to him and taken it right away, so then we would say ten kischi, and he would be zoiche for the Eved, that would be meshucha. But the shliach did not do this right away. He says, okay. And okay means it will be done sometime. In the meantime, the Odin died. In the meantime, we'll say the way the Baal Rashi says, so now the Eved belongs to the Yoshim. So now he takes the Shtar Shichel after the Odin died, so he can say ten kisri. Zochin Lodom will not help anymore after the Odin died. So Taisus wants to say, could be we are Goyris 10, but it's speaking about the Shliach first took the Shtar Shichel after the Odin died. Inami. Now Taisa says a third of Kimte. Not Loila Alta. Could be he took it right away. We're speaking about a Shliach. The Odin told the Shliach, give the Shtar Shichel to my Eved. He picked it up right away. So now we have a problem according to the Chachamim. Why don't we say Zochin Lodom Shaloi Befono? And we'll say, and Taisus mentioned this svara before, Leimrinon ten kischi elok shemoisa lishliach miyad liyad. And now Taisus says, this lomdis that we say, when I, ten means give. Now there's a lomdus that we say ten kischi. It doesn't only mean give. It means if you can be zeichev him right away. So Taisva says, this lomdus that we say ten kischi is only if it was given over in the hand of the shliach. We mentioned before a svarim, so it's ba'ayin yofa. Why is he handing it over to him? So he's showing how interested he wants that the Eved should be Zayich, I'm giving it to you already. That means I'm doing whatever I can to enhance the Shichel. Then we say ten kischi, and then the Shliach is Zayich for the Eved, and then the Eved would become Meshucha. But Taisvah says, our Mishnah is speaking about, that he didn't hand it over to him. He told him, ten shtar shichas el avdi, and I don't see that he's so interested that he should become a shucha right away, because he didn't give it over to him. When he gives it over, then I see how that he wants it should be done as soon as possible. That's why he's giving it over. This inyan of giving over shows how interested he wants that it should be done as soon as possible. Then ten means kisri. But if he told him, You take the get and give it over. So I don't see from the ordain that he's so interested it should be completed immediately. So I don't see from the ordain 10 kischi. So therefore, then I don't say 10 kischi. If I don't say 10 kischi, so memele the shliach, when he picked up the get, so then 10 means give over. This translation of 10 kischi was only said if the ordain handed it over to the shliach, then we say 10 kischi, and the Mishnah will be speaking about he didn't hand it over to the shliach. So memela, then 10 means lav kischi, then I said, don't say 10 is kischi. So then the eved will only become mishuchel when he gets the shtar shichel. And since the ordain died before he got the shtar shichel, he's not mishuchel. So these are the three mahalchim in Tosfos. Why, to fan for Rashi's kasha, why don't you say 10 kischi? Either we're geiris tnu, over Geiris 10, and the Mishnah is going according to Rameyeh, or the Shliach picked it up La'acha Misosai of the Odin, so it's too late to be Zeiche for the Eved, or since he didn't hand it over to him, so then 10 means Lav Kischi. These are the three Mahalchim in Tosfos. Now I just like to mention, now, there's a Mordechai Kasha on this Tosfos that Rabbi Kevegger asks, Teres Gittin asks, and let's just say over the Kasha in the Teres of Rabbi Kevegger. Tosfos had a problem. That means, Tosfos had a problem that, according to the Chachomim, it's a schus. So, minute, the shliach took it, he should be zeiche for the eved. That was Tosfos's problem. So let us just say the teretz of Tosfos, second teretz of Tosfos, that the shliach took it. When did the shliach take it? He took, if he would have taken it right away, so then the shliach would become mishuch. He would say zochel l'adam shloi befonav. But grad the shliach was an otzel. He took it after the ordain died, and then it's too late. That's what Tosfos says. But I go away from Tosfos. But if the shliach would have taken it right away, if he would have been a zoris, he tells them ten gets el avdi. The shliach would have taken it. Then the eved would have become meshucha al zochel l'adam shloi befonav. Let's forget about a shliach. Let's say I have an eved in front of me. The eved is here. We're not talking about a shliach. And I'll tell the eved, take the shtar shichel. Kach. He will say, kach. Take the shtar shichel. And the eved listens and he takes the shtar shichel. Will he become meshucha? He says, l'chayre not. Because there's a din by get, v'nosan liyodo. You have to hand over the get in the hand of the isha. And we learn out, and that means, let's talk about an isha. Tli gitoch me'al gabe karka means as follows. If there's a get on the floor, and I'll tell an isha, pick up the get. She's not a get. The get has to come into her possession through the nesina of the Baal. It says, v'nosan, he has to give biyodo. He has to put it into her hand. If the get is on the floor, he says, pick up the get, she's not the get. So memele, Rabbi Kevega says, I assume that by shtar shichu is the same aloha as get. So memele, the same aloha will apply if I'll tell an eved, take the get, I won't hand over the get to him. He also won't be meshucha. Because it's a din nesine. We learn out shta shicha from Eved, all the halachas that apply by get, apply by shta shicha also. So that's l'chayra davar poshut, that it won't help. So he doesn't understand Tosfos. Tosfos says, the Mishnah is speaking about, I told the shliach, I didn't give it to him, I told the shliach, take the get.
and the shliach was an otzu, and he didn't take the get till the odin died, that's why it's no good. But, Taisu says, if the shliach would have picked it up when the odin was still alive, then the eved would be mishuche right away als ten kisri. He says, ten kisri means that the yad hashliach is just as good as the eved, but it's not better than the eved. If the eved would pick up the get without a mice in the scene, what would it then be? I'm sorry. There's no nesina. You need venos and biyodo. Need a mice in the scene. The shichel of an eved is only chal if the odin hands over the get to the eved. Then the eved becomes meshuchel. Ten kischi makes that the shliach is kiyat ha-eved. That's what ten kischi. Zochalod mishloi bevono. So I'm like the yad ha-eved. But if the shtar shicha was not handed over to me, so I can't be better than the eved. So fact of a kevega, Taisus doesn't say like this. Taisus says the whole reason you don't say ten kischi in the second teret, because the shliach didn't pick it up after the yodin died. But we go away from Tosfos, that if the shliach would have picked up the shtar shicha when the yodin was still alive, the eved would become meshucha. It's tligitoch miyabe agabe kaka. That's how the kevegas kasha, moiridike kasha. So he says he doesn't understand Tosfos. There's an essential factor by shicha, you have to hand it over to the eved. Or you have to hand it over to the shlich of the eved. That's Rabbi Kevega's kasha. So what's pshat in Tosfos? So Rabbi Kevega wants to say a meira de keteretz. Rabbi Kevega wants to say, we'll just mention the teretz, and then we'll go further. So Rabbi Kevega wants to say, 10 in reality has two translations. 10 means to give. And if we say ten kischi, so ten also means to be zeiche. So Rabbi Kevega, if I tell a shliach ten shtar shicha zeh la'avdi, so in this word ten, there's two translations. Ten means give over, and ten also means to be zeiche. So the shliach can have a dual koyach. He can be a shliach lahayloche for the odin. I'm giving it over. He's a shliach of the odin to give over the shtar shicha. And he's a shliach of the eved to receive the shtar shicha. But it works in two steps. It's not pshat is that the eved is picking it up. No. The eved, the shliach of the eved is taking it from a shliach lahayloche of the odin. Ten has two translations, give and be zeiche. So first, when the shliach picks up the shtar shicha, he's picking it up as a shliach lahayloche of the odin. He's going to give it to the eved. That is done the first second when he picks it up. The second second, he says, well, now I want, ten is kischi, so now I want to be zeiche the shtar shicha for the eved, so now he becomes a shliach likabola for the eved. So it comes out, but the shliach likabola received it from a shliach leiloche. The shliach leiloche is like the odin. So it comes out that not the eved took it himself. The eved received it from a shliach leiloche. And this shliach, if we say ten kischi, has a dual kayach. He's a shliach of the odin to give over, and then he becomes a shliach of the eved to be zeiche. So the eved is zeiche from the shliach of the odin. So there's no problem of tligitoch mi al gabi kalk. That is what Rabbi Kevega wants to say. The Teres Gittin wants to say that Taisus holds by eved is no din of, there's no psul of tligitach mi al gabe kavke. That's what the Teres Gittin says. That we don't learn out shtar shicha from get legabi the oifen hanesine. The nesine, by get it says venosan. By shtar shicha doesn't say venosan. We only learn out that the shtoris have to be the same. It's a psul ishmo, psul mechuba, but the oifen on the scene that does not have to be the same. Now we'll skip over the second half of Taisus, because that we have to know the Gemara further. Lo yitnu la'acha misa. Ukemashmalo, be'en get la'acha misa. So Taisus says, the Mishnah is telling us, en get la'acha misa. Afalgav, the behedya tnan bepeirik misha ochsei. But now let's forget about the ten kishi, because our Mishnah is speaking about there's no ten kishi, the way Taisa said before. So now we're speaking about a poshete shliach lohi loche. We're speaking about the Odoin made him a shliach to give over the get, to give over the shtar shichel. And before he gave it over, the Odoin died. So the Mishnah says, lo yitnu la'acha misa. It is, we shouldn't give it over after the Odin died. And what is the chiddush of the Mishnah? The enget la'acha misa. Now, we had mentioned when we learned Rashi, now let's just mention this again, that the emison would be a svorah to say by a shliach, there'd be a svorah to say, since he made him a shliach to give over the get, so he has the koyach to be megarish, he has the koyach to be meshacher. Even though the Odin died, but I would think, but the shliach is bekoyach to give over bimokim ha-meshalach. And that the Mishnah says, ain't get la'acha misa. It's not like that. Yeah. Afal gav, the behed yitnan bepeik misha ochsai, the ain't get la'acha misa. There's enough in the Mishnah and get la'acha misa. So Tosis has a problem. Why do you need two Mishnayis to tell us the same halacha? Now, I just like to mention, and then we'll understand what Tosfos is saying over here. I would just like to mention what it says in the second Mishnah and what it says in our Mishnah. In the Mishnah that Tosfos brings down, the Mishnah says as follows. A person gives a get to a woman. A person gives a shtar shicha to an eved. I want the shtar shicha to be chal in 30 days. I'm giving it to you now. I want to be chal in 30 days. And then the Odin dies. After the second day, the Odin dies. Now, when can the shtar shicha first be chal? After 30 days. So 30 days, he's dead already. His name's a klal and get la'acha misa. Now, that case is speaking about, the get was already given over to the isha. The get was given over to the eved. But the chalois hagerishin will be after the chalois hagerishin will be after his death, and there's a klal and get la'acha misa. Our Mishnah is speaking about it was as yet not given over; it wasn't even given over. The shliach has it, and the shliach gave it over after the Odin died. And our Mishnah tells us and get la'acha misa. So we have two Mishnayos, which are speaking about L'chayr in two different cases. Our case is speaking about the Shlich is giving it over La'acha Misa Sa'odin. The Mishnah later is speaking about that the Eved got it before, or the Isha got it before, but it's supposed to be Chal La'acha Misa Sa'odin, because he died already. And in both Mishnayos, it tells us one Halacha and get La'acha Misa. So now we have to understand, why do we need two Mishnayos to tell us the same halacha? That's the problem of Tosfos. And because of this problem, Tosfos is going to say, Meire diklondes. Now let us see Tosfos. Afal gav de behed yitnan bepeg misha ochsoi, dein get la'acha misa. Hoche itzterech lashmina. We need, after knowing that Mishnah, we have to have our Mishnah. The afal gav, let's skip the parentheses. Shemina hamegarish b'chayav hashliach. Even though the megarish appointed, when he was alive, the shliach, loichoshuv lihiyois kemoisoi achamoisoi. I don't say shluach shel odom kemoisoi after the Odin dies, ki ilu hu atzmei kayim, Elochoshiv get la'acha misa. Now, Tosfos is saying a mouthful over here, and let's explain what Tosfos is saying. Taisvis is saying, the Svaru we have mentioned before, but Taisvis feels not the way we said before. Taisvis is saying as follows. Misvore, I would think that if a person appointed a shliach to give over a get, to give over a shtashicha, I would think, I do not need the odin around anymore, because the maise hashicha, the maise hagerishin, is being done through the shliach. I do not need the mishalach around anymore. So I would think, so the misas ha'odin is not a problem. When is the misas ha'odin a problem? When we need the odin to be goyma the gerishin. We need the odin to be goyma the shicha. That means he's participating in the shicha. I need the das ha'odin to be goyma the shicha. So then if he's dead, he cannot create a shicha. But if the odin made a shliach, and the shliach is now, the odin made a shliach, and the shliach is now making the maise shicha, so I would think there's no problem whatsoever that the odin is dead. The shliach was empowered to make the shicha. So we, let us say, shluchay shaladam kamayse, and let him make the shicha. And there shouldn't be any problem whatsoever. Now, God, the place that God is speaking about over here, by get, not by shtar shicha. One second. Aval gav, shemino hamegarish v'chaye v'shliach. Even though the megarish appointed the shliach when the megarish was still alive, loichoshiv liyis kemoisei achamoisei, I don't say that the shliach is in ganzen like the mishalach, after the mishalach died. The shliach is now the koyach of making gerishin, is keilu hu atzmei kayim, just like if the mishalach would be alive, he could make gerishin. So I would think that the shliach could make gerishin. That's what I would think. El choshev get la'achamise. No, it tells us no. The shliach does not have the full koiches of the mishalach. The shliach, the gerishin is nigmar, still, even though the maiseh gerishin is being done through the shliach, but we need the das of the megarish to be goyma the gerishin. That means that the megarish is still playing a role in the gerishin of the isha after he made him a shliach. We still need the megarish. And since the megarish is dead, so the get cannot be nigmar, because we don't have a megarish to be going with the get, even though he made him a shliach. V'hosam ashmina. Over there, that's the chiddush in our Mishnah. So in our Mishnah, the chiddush is, we don't even have a maisa gerishin, because the shliach is not bekoyach alone to create a maisa gerishin. We need the das hamigarish to be mishtatef in the maisa gerishin, and the megarish is not around. He's dead. V'hosam ashminon, and later the Mishnah, which is speaking about another case, the Mishnah over there is speaking about that he gave her a get, and he said the get should be chal la'achem misosai. So there is another chiddush. The afal gav shebo haget liyat ha'isha mechayim. Even though the isha got the get already from the husband, that means the maise gerishin is nigmar. It's completely done and over with. No, this man hachalois is later. So that Mishnah is telling us that b'shas the chalois ha'gerishin, the megarish has to be a bar gerishin. And if the megarish is dead, b'shas the chalois, so the get can't help. So the afal gav shebo get liyat ha'isha mechayim, have a get achamise. So that is the chiddush. So there are two distinct chiddushim. Our Mishnah is telling us a chiddush that I would think I don't need bechlal the megarish anymore. The shliach can create a whole ma'isa gerushin mikoychoy. That so the chiddush of our Mishnah is no, a shliach is not a bal koyach to make the whole ma'isa gerushin. We need the status of the megarish, and the megarish is dead. The Mishnah over there is telling us there the ma'isa gerushin was completely nigma already. Bechayei megarish. There the Mishnah is telling us that abo b'shas the chalois gerushin, the megarish has to be a bar gerushin, and if b'shas the chalois, the megarish is dead, so it will not help. So these are two dinim of ein get la'achamisa. Ashmine nami lishni detoni hosam hay mashma michaim by mashma achamisa. Also over there it's telling us which lashon we said im meisi. He says kshe almost. There it says different lashonis. Other lashonis. The misa that he mentioned is only a tanai, but he really wants the gerushin should be chal before. And other lashonis, he means that the gerushin should be chal achar misasa. Now just one more ha'ore that the base mayor is ma'ira in Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph. Taisvis is telling us chidushim. Taisvis is telling us chidushim that I'd have a havamina, a shliach could give a get. Ma'achem mises habal. I would have a havamina that a get that was given over before could be chal la'achem mises habal. And the Mishnais are telling us it doesn't work. The get doesn't work. The shliach doesn't work. But without these chedushim, I would think that it does work. Taisus is telling us for us. I think in the Mishnah over there, the Maisa Gerishim was done already. It only has to be chal now. So let it be chal, even though the Megarish is dead. Or here I made a shliach, so let the shliach make the Gerishim. Frech the Beis Meir, but Rabbi said there's a big problem over here. After all your lomdis that the get should be chal, but he's dead already. If he's dead, she's not his wife. So if she's not his wife, so how could he, it's as far as such as far, the get should work, the shliach is b'mokim abba, but she's not his wife, she's dead already. So how could I ever think that the get should help? She's not his wife anymore. So the halakha beis meir, and this svara we mentioned many times, what is the shaila, with klanga shaila, a person died. Is the get chal, is the get not chal? I mean, what's the mind of Kamina? You get nishket. The Mises matter. So Uzich is speaking about a case that there's a Yavam over here. That's the story. The story is there's a Yavam, and he didn't have any children, and now we're in a dilemma. If the get is not chal, so there's the mitzvah of Yibum. If the get is chal, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. By Yibum, there's a Moiradik Esforim that Atachoinim say, that even though all the time Mises Habal is a matir, that when the husband dies, the wife is permitted to get married, but Mises Habal, when there's a Yovam and no children, is not a matir. Loisiyeh Eishes HaMeis HaChutza LeIzo. It says in the Pasuk, the wife of the Meis should not get married. The Pasuk called her the wife of the Meis. So here we see Klal the Torah was Mechadish, that when a person dies without children and there's a Yovam, she's still married to the Meis. His Meis is not Matar. Good, there's no Issa Chenek, but there's still issues. So Memele, there's issues which if there, we wouldn't have the problem of Ein Get La'acha Misa, if we wouldn't have this problem, so this issues could be cut off with this Get. Through the shliach, or through the previous nesina. That's why the Mishnah is coming to tell us, about Rabbi said, there's a new chesaron, and get lachem isa, shlichus doesn't help, and the nesina kedume doesn't help, and get lachem isa. So memele, so that is the chiddush of the Mishnah, that even though there is issues which is possible to be kairis through a get, but there's a klal and get lachem isa. That is pshat in this taisvus. Now let us finish the Mishnah. Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Tnu mone li'ish ploini umeis. Now the Mishnah is going to tell us, even though we said by get in shtar shichu, that if there was a minui hashlichis, b'chayei habal, b'chayei ha'odei, afal pikein lo yitnu la'ach ha'mise, by money this is not like that. Tnu mone li'ish ploini umeis yitnu la'ach ha'mise. If a person says, give a money to this person, the same story, l'chayre. We have here a shliach, l'chayre, t'nu money l'ish pleini umeis, yitnu la'achamise. Money is different than get nishtar shicho. And why? That we'll see in the Gemara. So let us see the Gemara. Omar Rav Yitzchok Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmei Derat. Rav Yitzchok Bar Shmuel Bar Marta said Mishmei Derat. Now we have here a member of Rav. That Rav said, the case of the Mishnah by money is speaking about Puhu Shetziburin Umunochin Bekeren Zotis. That what the Mishnah says, that the money can be given La'acher Mises Baal HaMone, is speaking about that Bishas, when he said Tnu Monelish Ploini, the money was Tzavu Umunach Bekeren Zotis. That means the money was around. I knew which money he's speaking about, and therefore it's yitnu la'achamis. So Rav said in the Kimte that the Mishnah is speaking about only when the money is around. Frek de Gemore b'may askina. Now, how did Rav learn pshat in the Mishnah? Now the Mishnah can be speaking about. Omar Rav Yitzchok Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmei Derav, Vuhu Sheziburin Umunochin Bekeren Zobis. The Mishnah is speaking about that the money was Tzavor Umunach Bekeren Zobis. And then, since it's Tzavor Umunach, so the Mekabel Matone was Zeiche, Yitnu Lachamisa. So the Gemara says as follows, B'maya Skinan, what is the Mishnah speaking about? What is the case of the Mishnah? Ilema Bebori, if we're speaking about that the person who said Tnu Mona Li'ish Plaini is speaking about when he said it, he was healthy. Ki Tziburim Mayhabe, so what do I accomplish that the Mona was Tzavu? You can't make a kinyan with words. Kolay Moshach. The other person wasn't Moshach. I'm saying Tnu Mona Leplaini. The Mona is there. Tnu Mona is there, Leplaini. I'm pointing to the Mona. But Lemaise, he wasn't Moshach. The Mekabo Matona was not Moshach the Matona. So it's not his. So why does it have to be given to him La'achamisa? The Ella Bishchimera. So we'll say it's speaking about a shchimera. Now we have a klal that is a takonis chazal, or to say it's a daraisa, divrei shchimera kechsuvim uchemesurim domi. Chazal were afraid a person who's a shchimera, he's on his deathbed, and he'll get very frustrated. He wants to divide his nechosim, his rechush, his wealth. And there's not sufficient time to make kinyonim. So this could be very frustrating. So this could bring about that he should die a little earlier. If you wouldn't, then if you wouldn't have these frustrations. So therefore, Chazal made a takone, divrei shchimera kechsuvim uchemesurim dami. Whatever a shchimera says, it's keilu the amaise kinyan was done, keilu was given over, keilu ashtar was written. You don't need ma'ase kinyonim by a shchimera. So Memela, so the Gemara says, so if the Mishnah is speaking about a shchimera, ma'ir yetziburim, so why did Rav say you need tziburim? Ki ein tziburim nami, afilu, the money that we are speaking about is not be'en. The money we are speaking about is a milde. Let us say, for example, that Reuven owed Shimon $100. And Shimon is a shchimera. So Shimon said,
the money that is owed to me from Reuven should go to Levi. You don't need money ben. There's no money ben. But and lemaisa Levi will be kind of the chayiv that Reuven owes to Shimon. He'll be kind of. By divrei shchivmera, there's no yichus. There's no mile that the money is ben. So ki ein tziburim nami da kaimel on the divrei shchivmera kersuvim uchemesurim dami. So memele. So we don't understand what Rav said. Rav said the only way we understand the Mishnah is if the money is ben. So the Gemara said, what is the mile of the money ben? If the Nisan is a bori, so it could be banned from today to tomorrow. But why was the Mekabel Matone Kaine? He didn't make a Maisei Kinyan. And if the Nisan Matone is a Shrimera, which then there's no problem, there was no Maisei Kinyan made, so there wasn't a Maisei Kinyan made, but there wasn't a Maisei Kinyan made. But you don't need a Maisei Kinyan. There was Shrimera Kersum Mesurim Dami, and you don't need it to be banned. So we have here a two-way machlokes. Amar Rav Zvid, lo ilam bebori. It's speaking about a bori. If it's speaking about a bori, so why is the makabel maton nekoine holei moshach? Uch darav huna amar Rav. There's another member of Rav. The amar Rav huna amar Rav. Moneli biyotcho, tneyu lei lepleini b'may mitzlosh nunkone. That means as follows. Rav had said a miradika chiddush. If you have three people standing together, there's a maimet shlosh, and all three are together. Which three people are we speaking about? There's a nifkad that has a pekodin. There's a mafkid that gave over the pekodin. And then there's a third person who the mafkid wants to transfer the pekodin to. He wants to give it over to the third person. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven is the mafkid, Shimon is the nifkad, and Levi is the potential mekabel matone. And Rav said, Amir dikechidish, that if Reuven tells Shimon, bifnei Levi, give the pekodin that you have of mine, that's in your house, wherever it is, give the pekodin you have of mine to Levi, automatically Levi is kinda right now the pekodin. How does this work? A big problem. The Gemara says later, it's a hilchus abalei time. It's something, but it's a takana darabona that it helps. So now, so Rav Zvid is telling us, now this takana of maimut shloshin only works by mois ben. If the Shimon would owe Reuven $100, and Reuven would say, pay Levi, it would not help. So that's Pshatna Mishneh. That Rav Loim Pshatna Mishneh speaking about a Bori. And about a Bori, the only way it could be kaina is with Maimit Shloshten. And Maimit Shloshten only works if the money is bent, if it's a Pekodin, not by a Milde. Let us see Rashi. Buhu she tziburim, mone diktoni masnisen b'tziburim, umunochim hamois askino. The money is sova munach, v'omar, mone ze, this mone tnu leplaini. So the Gemara asks, if it's speaking about bebori, matnas bori b'metaltlim, yochalach zabayat sheyimshech. A matnas bori, before Mashiche, he could be chayzer. The Yerush Einami Motzile Mehedebe in the Yerush could also have Charot. Ali b'demand the Lesle Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Hameis. Now Rashi opened up a can of worms over here because in Emerson there's a problem. We'll see in Taisvus it speaks about a more bariches. There's a machlokes if we say Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Hameis. Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Hameis means that without a Maisa Kinyan, without Divrei Shriv Merah, if a mace said something, if a person said something and then he died, so memele is a mitzvah lekayim dvorov. So Rashi had a kasha, I feel it's speaking about a bori, but why don't we say mitzvah lekayim dvorov mace? What's the problem of the Gemara? So Rashi says our Gemara is going about, we don't hold mitzvah lekayim dvorov mace, it's a machlokes tanoim, now Gemara holds, we don't say mitzvah lekayim dvorov mace. So bekitzer, so we have a kasha, if it's speaking about a bori, how is he kind? So the Gemara answers, "B'mayim mitzloshten kone,
ולכמה מפורש תיימה, how maimed שלושתן works. וציבורן בעינו, we need ציבורן, the sober רב זביד, לאומה רב קונה, אלה בפיקודן, רב הולדס, רב זביד הולדס, that רב הולדס, that maimed שלושתן only helps only by a פיקודן, the קוני לי כל היכה דאיסי. The hiskoina, wherever it is, but if it's be'en, there's a din of maimed שלושתן. But if it wouldn't be by a pekodin, it would be by halvo, there's no din of maimed shloshtin. So that's why Rav Zvid explains, that's why Rav had to say that it's speaking about that the mon is be'en, it's ziburna menochim, in order that maimed shloshtin should work.